Hello and welcome to your weekly cloud security news with Shilpi. Hope you and your loved ones are safe and doing well during these times. Before we jump into our news for this week, a friendly reminder again, if you have been enjoying cloud security news each week, be sure to follow and subscribe cloud security news on your favorite podcast platforms. From Feb 2nd, 2022, we will feature cloud security news on its own channel only. So to stay updated, subscribe to cloud security news and tune in. You can also follow cloud security news on LinkedIn and Instagram, where we bring bite-sized cloud security news in a visual format. Now on to the news for this week. It does seem these days, especially if you follow cloud security podcast and cloud security news, that many things are migrating to cloud, and so are the threat actors. Cisco's Talos researchers have shared a blog last week that a trio of remote access Trojans, RATs, NanoCore, NetWire, and AsyncRAT are being spread in a campaign that taps public cloud infrastructure and is primarily aimed at victims in US, Italy, and Singapore. According to the blog, threat actors are increasingly using cloud technology to achieve objectives without having to resort to hosting their own infrastructure. And cloud services like Azure, AWS allow attackers to set up their infrastructure and connect to the internet with minimal time or monetary commitments. It also makes it difficult for defenders to track down the attacker's operations. The initial infection vector is primarily a phishing email with a malicious zip file attachment. The researcher rightly points out that despite being one of the oldest infection vectors, email is still an important infection path which needs to be protected, and urges organizations to deploy comprehensive multi-layered security controls to detect similar threats and safeguard their assets. According to the blog, defenders should monitor traffic to their organization and implement robust rules around the script execution policies on their endpoints. It is even more important for organizations to improve email security to detect and mitigate malicious email messages and break the infection chain as early as possible. Whilst that was a friendly reminder about securing our email pathways, Netskope also released a blog last week about malwares. Interestingly, their research, which surveyed millions of users worldwide from January 1, 2020 to November 30, 2021, found that cloud-delivered malware is now more prevalent than web-delivered malware, accounting for 66%, up from 46% last year. They also found that Google Drive is the top app for most malware downloads, and cloud-delivered malware via Microsoft Office nearly doubled from 2020 to 2021. The increasing popularity of cloud apps has given rise to three types of abuse: attackers trying to gain access to victim cloud apps, attackers abusing cloud apps to deliver malware, and insiders using cloud apps for data exfiltration, says Ray Canzanese, Threat Research Director of Netskope Threat Labs. The report serves as a reminder that the same apps you use for legitimate purposes will be attacked and abused. Locking down cloud apps can help prevent attackers from infiltrating them, while scanning for incoming threats and outgoing data can help block malware downloads and data exfiltration. Now, from protecting your emails to your cloud apps, there's plenty to do in the world of cloud security for organizations. One thing you wouldn't have to worry about is a vulnerability in AWS CloudFormation service that was discovered and shared by Orca Security, who we've covered in the past as part of cloud security news in previous episodes with respect to their funding raise last year and commentary on cloud security news. They claim that this vulnerability could have been used to leak sensitive files found on the vulnerable service machine and make server-side requests susceptible to the unauthorized disclosure of credentials of an internal AWS infrastructure service. Orca Security confirmed that AWS completely mitigated this vulnerability within 6 days of their submission. In other news, the US government is reportedly reviewing the cloud computing arm of Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba to determine whether or not it poses a risk to national security. As reported by Reuters, the Biden administration launched the probe to find out more about how Alibaba Cloud stores the data of US clients, including personal information and intellectual property, and see if the Chinese government could gain access to it. Alibaba's US cloud business is relatively small, with annual revenue of less than an estimated $50 million, according to research from Gartner. If you use Sysdig's platform, who were recently valued at $2.5 billion, you will be pleased to know that they have expanded their cloud security offering to Azure Cloud as well. They were already providing cloud security services within AWS and Google Cloud. If you're not familiar with them, they offer continuous cloud security and compliance control together with existing vulnerability management, compliance, and threat detection for containers and Kubernetes. This new offering enables organizations to automatically discover assets with configuration drift or suspicious activity and flag cloud misconfiguration and compliance violations. Last season, we covered quite a few cloud security companies that were doing exciting things in the world of cloud security and securing significant fundings and valuations. To join the ranks in 2022, we've got the addition of Permiso, a Palo Alto-based startup that provides cloud identity detection and response for cloud infrastructure. They have launched from stealth with a $10 million in seed funding. Permiso claims to provide organizations with visibility for identities in their cloud infrastructure to give real-time insights into who is in the environment and what they're doing. Along with them, Eureka, a Tel Aviv-based startup that provides enterprises with tools to manage security risk across their various data stores, has also raised an $8 million seed round led by Vial Ventures. The company claims that the idea behind Eureka is to give these business insights into all the cloud data stores that are connected to their systems and help them manage access policies and discover configuration issues and policy violations. While many organizations have a clear idea about how they think about data protection, implementing those policies across different data stores, all with their own settings and capabilities, is often a challenge. It'll be interesting to see where these companies end up in 2022. This has been your cloud security news for this week. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Cloud Security News on your favorite podcast platform. If you have been enjoying your weekly cloud security news, search for Cloud Security News on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. Leave us a review if you are loving what we're doing, and do share it with someone who you think will get value from this. This has been your Cloud Security News for this week. Thank you for listening.